Peggy Mount and Liz Smith star in our drama, which received its Radio 4 premiere in 1986. Written by David Ashton, it was only his third play, but that didn't stop it from winning a Radio Times Drama Award. It's about two women, Bruno and Lily, whose usual weekly routine is disturbed by revelations that shake their friendship to its roots.
The Old Ladies at the Zoo by David Ashton, with Peggy Mount as Bruno and Liz Smith as Lily.
You haven't changed, I see. That's nice.
Say hello.
Hello.
Not you. The cockatoos.
I've come all the way from Hackney. My elastic stockings are giving me jip, and all you're interested in is talking to a bloody bird.
He's crested.
So was the man who did in my central eating. Florid with cockiness he was.
Come on, my little cocky wookie. How's Frederick?
Lamenting, as per usual.
You're not in a good mood.
No, I'm not.
Shall we walk?
If you like.
I like cockatoos. I like the way they hook their beaks into the wire and claw their way towards the peanut. And when you look into their mouths, there's a soft bit at the back and it ululates.
Mm.
It's very exciting.
Animals can't smile. Smiles are hypocritical, like men.
He could be a female elephant.
That one's got a thick trunk.
Bruno.
Well, it has.
Don't be rude.
Perhaps I should bring Frederick. No, he'd only get delusions.
I worry about their feet. They're so delicate. Like sausage rolls.
Lily?
Yes?
You ever had a growth?
We're always having growth.
No, like a tuber.
Beetroot?
Longer than that.
Oh.
Yes.
No. Carbuncles, bunions I've had, but they're more flowering, like knobby sprouts.
Never mind.
They're patient souls, aren't they, elephants? Long suffering. Their tusks get stolen. It's shameful. They grind them up for love potion.
What?
The tusks.
Oh, yeah.
Shameful. Men's doing. You wouldn't catch a woman swallowing ground up elephant tusks.
I thought it was rhino.
Well, any horn, I suppose. Oh, Bruno. Oh, look at him go.
Could be a her. Fruit gum?
Oh, no, thanks. Oh, go, man, go. I imagine that fella chasing you around a room. Great, big, long arms.
How long have you been widowed?
3 years.
Maybe you ought to find yourself a boyfriend.
God, no. One set in the jam jar's enough, thank you.
Was Albert much of a chaser?
Mm. He had a fisherman's temperament, mostly. Go on, funky gibbon.
Get yourself a young one, long, hairy arms, and all his own molars.
Oh. How's Frederick's new horse teeth?
What, his Wally's?
Mm.
Oh, they're all right. They're a bit too white. When he grins, they come off the gum a bit. He looks like a gargoyle. His face is sinking.
Huh?
Except for the wallies. They're like Beau Jest, propping up the dead.
Oh, a nest of vipers.
I don't know how they can live on top of each other like that.
There was a woman had a nest of vipers in her hair.
No, you mean beetles. There was a woman, and a beetle had laid its eggs inside her beehive hairdo. On her skull, the hair was lacquered like a citadel, and the eggs ate their way into her skull and killed her.
No, I know about the beetles. This woman had a nest of vipers, and when she looked at men, she turned them into stone.
Where'd you pick this up?
At school. She was a Greek.
Oh, hey, look at the size of that.
Oh, my God. It's a power contract. I saw Tarzan with one once.
It squeezed and squeezed.
This Greek woman.
The asps are much nicer over here. Look. Pretty colours, aren't they? I saw one of them kill Elizabeth Taylor.
Lily.
What?
Did she turn all of them into stone?
Yeah.
What, private parts and all?
Bruno, don't be vulgar.
He must have had a gay old life.
No. Some man sneaked up behind her and cut her head off.
Some nights I lie awake all night.
Yeah. They're hungry, you can tell.
Oink, oink.
Where's me dinner?
Oh, they're good-natured beasts.
Frederick snores like a grampus, and I lie awake thinking.
What about?
Growth. What have you got?
Tuna and cucumber.
You won the pools?
I can indulge myself now and again. What have you got?
Watercress. I lie there. It's black as pitch. All I can see is Frederick's wallies in the glass, smiling at me, mocking.
The man with the fish bucket's coming.
I've got a big body. Done well it has. Been a faithful friend. Banged up against the wall a few times in the call of duty. See, a bit of juice there. But I've got a bad apple. A black, wormy apple. When I worked in Harrods in the basement, you remember?
Xmas, just before the war.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we go back a long way, don't we? Oh.
Yeah, I was in Berwick Street, getting my bottom felt in that haberdasher shop.
Oh, he was a dirty old devil. Do you remember that young boy used to work in the basement? The clever one.
Donald! Like the duck?
Yeah. One time, it was nearly Christmas, everybody was getting drunk and God knows what. Wild it was. Freddy was supposed to come and collect me, but he was at his boss's party.
He was his chauffeur, wasn't he?
Yes, his chauffeur. Out of one uniform, into the other. We hadn't been long going together then. Harrods was like a madhouse, hysterical. People were then. It was a right parade. There was an ugly little beggar in the shoe department after me, so I nipped downstairs to the basement to give him the slip. And this boy was there. Donald. He was sobbing his heart out. It's awful when men cry. You just don't know where to put yourself. It was the war. He knew. He was only a boy. His hands were shaking. He just cried and cried. And cried. He was boneless, like a lamprey. I held him tight, and he held me. And then we held each other, till the love ran out.
It's always the way.
We did it twice. once for luck. Among the tissue paper. He told me a story about a boy who turned into a beetle. A big beetle. A man-sized beetle.
How did he do that?
He just did. Anyway, his family didn't like it much. It wasn't the boy's fault. He just woke up one morning and he was a beetle. Anyway, things went from bad to worse, and it ended up with his father losing his temper and throwing this apple core at the boy beetle.
An apple core?
Yeah, an apple core. He just finished eating the apple and lost his temper, and the core, when he flung it, went right through the boy beetle's skin.
Like a shell?
Yeah, and lodged in his body. The pain was immense. And every living moment after that, he was aware of the apple core, lodged, like Mary and Joseph, in the manger of his body. And he could feel it rotting inside of him. Every moment, every breath. And it killed him eventually, really. Donald said he felt like that, with the fear that was in his belly. Every moment, every breath. He died in the war. Heart failure on the boat going over. So his presentiment was correct.
That monkey spat at me. Right on the lapel. Look.
Well, you said it was ugly.
It is. It's an ugly devil. There's no need to spit. No need to spit. Oh, there's his name. Fatima. Wow, really? That's a holy name. Imagine giving a monkey a name like Fatima and letting it spit at people.
It's only saliva.
Monkey saliva? God knows what germs are in it. Oh, no, it isn't Fatima, it's Dick.
Make up your mind.
Well, it has to be one or the other, and it's, you know.
Oh, yes, very well named.
Yeah, have you seen the sacred baboon?
Yes, Jaques. He's no respecter of the cloth either, is he?
Say not. He ought to be ashamed of himself. I mean, he's in the public eye. Well, I wouldn't like to clean out his cage, especially in the corners.
Oh, stop it, Lil, you're giving me a stitch.
And he has such a mean expression on his face.
We're supposed to be descended from monkeys.
So they say.
When Frederick takes his wallies out, he looks like an old monkey. Yeah, he's like one too, dirty old devil.
Does he?
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, they're a funny bunch of men. When they're with you at first, they won't even hold hands, will they?
Mm.
Nothing romantic. Then as soon as they get you alone in a room, they're all over you. Like an octopus. Then they go off you and chase other women. Then when they get too old and ugly for anyone to entertain, they come back and want it all over again.
Albert wasn't too bad in that direction. He had his fishing.
Did you ever have a dabble, Lily?
What do you mean?
Oh, different bait. While Albert was at sea.
Bruno Piffard, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Certainly not. I caught my fish and I stayed true.
Yes, but there's a lot of difference between a sprat and a conger. I don't like flamingos. I don't like the way they all congregate together and stand on one leg. It's a stupid habit. Hold on.
What?
I've got to get me breath.
Would you like an ice cream?
No.
What's the matter?
Wind. I've been thinking. When you're a baby, you have wind. And when you're old, you get windy.
Uh-huh.
Start off in a pram, end up in a wheelchair. Hardly seems worthwhile.
What?
being alive.
There is a meaning to life.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. You can help people.
What's the point?
If I can help somebody as I go along, then my living shall not be in vain.
What's the point of helping people? They're all going down the chute, same as yourself. Who's going to remember you for it?
God will.
Oh, him.
I don't think we should go to the wolves today.
Why not?
Because you always get morbid when you go to the wolves. And you're morbid enough as it is. It's a lovely day. The flamingos are all in the pink. And you're like an old vulture. What is the matter with you?
Oh, right, I give in. I won't be a misery, promise. Come on then, your choice. Where to, Gungadin?
Yes. Down the chute. Right on his bottom in his tummy. Oh, I love polar bears.
Yeah, slides in like a Chelsea fullback.
Oh, look at that little one. He's going to get a belt from his mum. Oh, he's too quick for it. Just like your Brian.
Yes, he always was too nimble for me, cheeky little beggar.
How is he?
He's all right.
Milton Keynes?
Yeah.
Nice up there. Oh, look at him shaking his backside and spraying all over. He's just like a car washer.
Brent.
Huh?
The reservoir.
Oh, Lord.
You and me and Dolly, God rest her soul.
Three mermaids.
In the scud.
Well, it was hot.
Steamy.
I'd forgotten, Brent.
The bathing bells.
Oh, no.
You were afraid of the cows.
Their eyes terrified me. They were like planets.
Oh. It was a hot, steamy afternoon. We'd all skied school. I kept slipping off my bicycle saddle. The flies were buzzing round us. The sweat was running down me. The three of us stripped off to the scud. There was a big blue dragonfly held its course above my knickers.
I don't know where we got the nerve.
Heat. Oh, nothing like a bit of heat.
It was the first time I'd seen anyone naked.
You had a lovely little body.
Oh, get off.
Dimples on your bum.
Bruno.
Dolly was like a hairpin.
Yes, she was thin.
I was like a hippopotamus.
No, you weren't.
Still am. We held hands and slipped into the water together.
I stood on something squelchy. I thought it was a dead cat.
We were in our prime. We floated out on our backs, faces to the sun, like water lilies. It was beating down on us like a lover. Her breast rose out of the water. My nipples were like two tadpoles. We lay in the grass afterwards. Water trickling down our legs. The clover smelt like a baby's breath. Oh, I felt so red-blooded. My whole body was open. Oh, even the pores of my skin. Oh, I could have done with a wagon load of farm boys that day.
Bruno, steady on.
I'd have turned them into stone, all right. It isn't fair. I'm still lusty.
You've got Frederick.
Like an elephant has fleas. If I twitched, I'd put him through the ceiling. I'm still lusty. I went to Frederick years ago. He's got no real piss. Like a chipmunk. The highlight of my week is when he goes out to bowls of a Tuesday night.
He used to go with Albert.
Yeah, that's my highlight. Tuesday night. I can get a bit of peace and dream. Dream about demon lovers coming in through the keyhole.
Oh.
You've gone very quiet. Well, what are you thinking about?
I was thinking about Guy the gorilla. He was such a sad big fella. He used to throw that rubber tire from one end of his cage to the other. What it was meant to represent, God alone knows. He needed a friend. I wanted to get in the cage with him, help him, just once a week. Can't do any harm, can it?
Well, he's dead now. You're too late.
He was dying of loneliness. I felt responsible.
I never really warmed to him myself. Too low slang for me.
Oh, honestly, Bruno, you bring everything down to basics.
Oh, that's how we started, Lily.
Sometimes I could poke my finger right up your nose.
You're very fiery all of a sudden.
I have my reasons.
You just wanted to play with his hairy chest.
I did not.
They've got surprisingly small endowments, Lily. You'd have been disappointed.
Nothing is sacred to you, Bruno Piffard. You're worse than a magpie. When Albert was cremated, he asked for his ashes to be mixed with breadcrumbs and that they should be scattered over the waters of his favourite gravel pit. He was obsessed. Carp and bream, that's all he talked about.
I noticed something in that crematorium.
What?
The rollers.
They couldn't?
They only roll the one way.
Eh?
When the coffin rolls into the fiery furnace, there's no turning back if you change your mind. Because the rollers only roll the one way, forwards. You can't back out of it. The mechanism is against you.
I was busy with the relatives.
Lily.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Sure, what I think about fish. They're graceful, but cold.
Lily?
Yes?
I'm going to die.
We all are.
No. My growth. It's a barracuda in my belly, in my tubes, where the womb used to be. The apple. Spoiled the barrel, Lily.
Oh, my God.
They want to cut me open.
Oh, Lord.
Hang me upside down on a hook and slice me like a sausage.
They don't do it that way.
I'm all rotten inside. They want to clean me out. Get Dinah Rod to do a job on me. What about that, eh?
I'll pray for you, Bruno.
Don't have to bother. I'm not going in.
But you must.
No fears. Once they get you in there, you've got no choice. They'll keep you going immaterial to your wishes. You could lie there like a traffic warden. No one wanting to look at you. No thanks. I'll die on my feet, varicose veins and all. I'm not to be spoken to about it, Lily.
Have you told Frederick?
Yes. On Sunday. He was watching West Ham getting thrashed by Chelsea. West Ham had just missed a penalty. Tragedy upon tragedy.
What did he say?
He said there must be some mistake. He said that when I was pregnant.
He must have been upset.
Oh, yes, he was. When he put the lights out later on, he said, what's going to happen to me?
He didn't mean it.
I said, you'll find somebody else.
Oh, Bruno.
And he said...
What?
Yes. But in the meantime...
I don't believe it.
He doesn't fancy lying beside me too much, in case he gets the lurgy. Nice to know some things don't change.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It can't be true.
It is.
What about Brian?
Milton Keynes is like the Bermuda Triangle up there. His whole district is rotten with architects. He's got his snotty wife and his territorial army manoeuvres. You won't want to know. Now,
I'm all alone in this one, Lil. Except for you.
Oh, Bruno. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, don't you start sniffing. I'm supposed to do that. Have a mentholiptus.
How long have you got?
Not long. It was an Irish doctor at the hospital. They're usually optimistic. But he went through three fags before he got round to telling me.
What have you had the op?
A little bit longer. But they'll have to keep chopping away every so often. Until eventually there'll be nothing left to chop. I'll end up stuffed. Like an old teddy bear. Blow that for a game of soldiers.
You don't often hear them do that.
No. I like it here.
It's cold. They terrify me, wolves. They've got eyes like the devil.
There was a legend that a wolf jumped up and bit a chunk out of the moon. That's why their eyes are yellow.
Like headlights.
I'd like to do that.
What?
Jump up at the moon. Bite a little bit out of God's bum.
Bruno.
Well, he must have one. Somewhere.
He's transubstantial.
You can say that again.
Bruno.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Having a ciggy.
You gave it up years ago.
I'm starting again.
Bruno?
Yes?
Do you remember confirmation?
No.
I do. I knelt at the altar and I waited for the priest to put Jesus in my mouth.
Lucky you. I'll stick to ciggies.
I made a vow. I would help.
Shall I tell you how I feel about it, Lily?
Please.
Nothing makes any sense to me. Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Dismal. And it? A whole life for nothing. Like a leaf sticking to a shoe. You get kicked off eventually. Wolves have got the right idea. You can see it in their eyes. They don't want any help. They just want to be left alone. That's my desire. I wish that death would leave me alone. But he won't. He's nagging at me all the time now, like a bus conductor. But where's the terminus, Denny? Where is the terminus?
Heaven.
I'd like to believe that one, but I can't. Animals don't believe, but they don't have to. They're lucky. I'm withdrawing into myself. Every day, deeper and deeper. Until I can't feel, can't see, can't touch. Further and further away, deeper and deeper. Until the dark, I lie in the dark and think about the dark. Emptiness, oblivion. I'm not going on the rollers. I'm taking up space. Definitely taking up space. Dead as a dodo. Even for you, Lily. Even for you now. Nothing.
Bruno? I've got something to tell you.
Yeah.
It's on my conscience.
Yes.
I was trying to help.
What is it, Lily? I'm trying to withdraw.
I promise you won't be angry.
I haven't got the puff. What is it?
Bowls.
What?
Of a Tuesday night.
Hey?
Frederick.
What are you talking about?
He stopped about a year ago.
What?
The bowls.
How do you know?
Oh, dear. He comes to see me.
What for?
You know.
What?
The business.
What business? What are you giving night school class?
In a way.
What do you mean, in a way? Make yourself clear, woman.
Well, we make love.
What?
Make love.
I don't believe it.
It's true. On a bright.
On a bright? Lily, God be you, slut. How could you? Frederick, how could you touch him? He's got more wattles on his neck than an old turkey. And his wallies. How could you bear to kiss those wallies?
Well, we don't do much kissing, actually.
Don't you actually, me, you slut. You double-crosser, you viper in my bosom.
I knew you'd be angry.
Angry, I should say. I bloody am and all. Every Tuesday.
Regularly?
Regularly. There's nothing regular about it. His head rattles like a Venetian blind. How could you? Every Tuesday. After our Mondays at the zoo. Lily. How could you? And me, sitting watching the telly. You're my friend. My best one. Oh, Lily. Lily, oh, God help me. I'll go mad with it. Lily, Clover, how could you?
Bruno, come back. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my good Lord. What have I done? Loved you.
Yes.
So now, let me see. Well, after Albert died, Frederick used to drop round sometimes. Only when he was in the area with the Morris. Not often. He'd have a cup of tea and a bit of a natter. It was company of sorts. And he'd have a moan. Well, you know what he's like. I didn't pay any attention, but I thought, better he moans at me than at you.
Oh.
I didn't tell you. No, I should have. I've always kept things close to my chest. Secretive. Never understood that part of my nature. Anyway. About a year ago, he came and said that you were refusing him his marital rights. And he said he needed them. And he was going to leave you if you didn't do the business. And I know how stubborn you are once you've made your mind up. And I knew how much you'd miss him. Well, you would. You know you would. I missed Albert dreadfully. He was such a kind man, except for the way he treated maggots. Anyway, I didn't know what to do. I was in a real quandary. I couldn't speak to you. You wouldn't do the business with him. He was moaning to me, so I finally said if he needed them all that much, I would supply them. The marital.
Oh.
It was a sacrifice, Bruno. Like the Redeemer, I didn't enjoy it. Not one bit. I mean, Albert was no great shakes, but at least he was quiet. Frederick said it was affecting his bowling. So he gave up his bowling, and I gave up my Tuesday nights. I did it because I love you. You're my best friend in the whole world, but you're such a big bully. You never let me help, and I've always wanted to. And I thought, this is my chance. I kept hoping you'd stop, get fed up, but no. He turns up every week like the insurance man. I've been in agony, more and more. Every week. Oh, I can't let you die with that on my conscience. I don't want you getting up to the gates and St. Peter telling you about it up there. Your face would be a picture. You'd never have forgiven me. I don't know if I'll get up there now with what I've done. But it was all with the best intentions.
Oh, Lily, Lily. God help us all, but you're a simple soul.
Oh, please forgive me, Bruno. I'd walk into the lion's den for you. I would, willingly.
Every Tuesday?
Yes.
For the last year?
Yes.
Well, I suppose it is a kind of insurance.
What?
Where would he go?
Who?
Frederick. Where would he go? Who'd want him? Who'd make him his bacon and eggs? Who's going to scour his dirty old underpants? Eh? He was bluffing. He was winding you up, the dirty old devil.
Do you think so?
Definitely. Oh, what a nerve.
But you would have missed him, wouldn't
you? Like hell I would.
You would. Say you would. Oh, for my sake. Please.
Now I'm mine.
This man and woman business is murder, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Contradictory. Oh, Lily, Lily. I've just got myself nice and dead and you've stirred it all up again.
Do you forgive me?
Yeah. Oh, the crafty old...
I'll never see him again.
No, you don't. You entertain him tomorrow night as...
Oh, I couldn't.
You better. Don't you worry about Frederick. I'll reel him in when I'm good and ready. I'll give him marital rights. If you love me, you'll do it.
All right. You sure?
Yes. I want to watch his bare-faced lies. Anyway, won't do any harm for a bit.
If you say so.
So? Oh, what a comedy.
Yeah.
You really love me, Lily?
Yes. Not like the man and woman business. This is the real thing. This is tribal.
You're a good girl, Lily. I don't know what I'd do without you.
I'm knackered.
Yes, let's go home.
Here, we haven't seen the hippos. I like the hippos.
Next time.
All right.
Do you believe in souls, Lily?
I think so.
I wish I could.
Well, it takes a lot of effort.
Maybe you're my soul, Lily. Don't you ever leave me.
I won't. There's a little bird helps the hippos.
Huh?
With their teeth. I saw it on the telly. In Africa. When they see it coming, they open wide and it flies inside and picks their teeth clean with its beak.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
What happens if the hippo closes its mouth?
No.
With the bird inside?
Well, she waits until the hippo opens up again. They're always yawning and things like that.
What happens if the hippo closes its mouth and then dies?
Oh, hadn't thought of that. Well, the little bird dies as well, I suppose. Still, it's a million to one chance.
That's what they all say.
It's worth it to help a hippo.
Well, here's the gate. St. Peter's not here, so we must still be on Earth. You go your way, I'll go mine. Ganga Din. See you next Monday.
Are you sure about...
Yes. I need time to plan.
All right. Just for you. Not for long, though.
I wouldn't think so. I love you, Lily.
And I love you, Bruno.
Well, not much more to say, is there?
No.
Here, do you remember the eagle that escaped from the zoo?
Goldie?
Yes. Oh, he was a character, wasn't he?
Yeah. They had a devil of a job getting him back.
Yes, but he wouldn't leave, would he? Hang around.
Yes.
Wonder why he did that.
Oh, habit, I suppose.
Yes. If I was an eagle and I got out, I'd fly like an arrow straight up into the stars. I'd drop a big one on Frederick before I went, though.
Bruno.
Yes, right on his Sunday best, while he was lowering me into the slot in Acme Cemetery.
Oh, you never change.
But it would only be incidental to the journey, Lily. Incidental to the journey. If I was an eagle, which I'm not.
No.
I'll try to believe, Lily.
Yes. Have a go.
We ain't got a barrel of money.
Maybe we're ragged and funny.
But we're rolling along,
singing a song,
side by side. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Hope your bus goes all the way.
Yes. Same to you on your bus.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Same time.
Same place.
Peggy Mount played Bruno and Liz Smith, Lily. The Old Ladies at the Zoo was written by David Ashton and directed by Jane Morgan.